Welcome to your five for the day. The telephone has always kept abreast of the communications race. Mobile phones keep families in touch, send lightning decisions to businesses, send emails, take memorable photographs, and tell you when the next bus is due. Well, they can do almost everything. But now we must accept that they have a dark side. Recently I read that drivers are being recruited to report motorists seen illegally using mobile phones while on the move. This is part of a national crackdown led by the evidence provided by spotters for the police. Phoning from mobile vehicles must be hands-free. We have had radio for almost 100 years now, and thankfully nobody has been recruited by the police yet to report motorists listening to the car radio while on the move. Television has been with us half as long as the radio, and in the last decade we have had more and more access to the internet. Although the internet has been around for a long time, the average person has not had the access to it that we have now. Any of us who care enough to learn how to do it can access this World Wide Web using Google or any other search engine. All of this communication is actually a demonstration of the fact that human beings are made in the image of God. You and I were created to live in a relationship with God. God is the great communicator. And until we find how to communicate with him, there will always be something missing in our lives. The fact that he has communicated himself to us is the greatest gift to this world in which we live. Have you ever thought about this? That God could be there and could have never let us know about it? Thankfully, Francis Schaeffer, an American evangelical Christian theologian and philosopher, wrote a book with the title, He Is There and He Is Not Silent. What a great title for a book telling us that God is there and has revealed himself to us. So then, the most important way in which God has communicated to us is through his word, the Bible. The Bible presents a great problem to mankind. Shall we believe it or belittle it? Shall we endorse it or ignore it? Shall we follow it or fight it? It is either a light that guides or a lie that beguiles. It is either a great force or a great farce. It either contains directions or deceptions, depending upon the validity of its claims. Is the Bible the product of God or the product of man? Since man has never been able to write a better one, it sounds to me as if it came from God. Since it is in a class all by itself, it sounds as though it could not have come from man. Since men have never been able to destroy it, though they desperately tried to do so, it must be the product of God. Since there has never been known to be a principle for better living which the Bible does not incorporate, surely God inspired the writing of it. The Bible is God's great love letter to us in the person of his one and only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't own a Bible and would like to read it prayerfully for yourself, contact Your Five for the Day at the radio station, or email us on your542day@gmail.com, and we'll get a free copy to you as soon as possible.